Coronavirus has caused a lot of uncertainty for Colorado farmers, but what about their workers? Migrant farm workers are expected to start coming to the state in droves. And as KUNC's Adam Reyes reports, there are still unanswered questions about their health and safety.
Worker shortages are a concern for many Colorado farmers, especially those who use seasonal migrant workers, also known as H-2A workers. Last year, there were more than 3,000 of them in Colorado.
Trying to know whether we're going to be able to have labor to plant as well as harvest later on is a huge problem for us currently.
Alicia Knapp is the farm manager for Knapp Farms in southeastern Colorado, where they grow fruit and vegetables. Three workers she was expecting from South Africa have been held up since mid-March because embassies reduced visa operations. Her family and a part-time high school student have been helping in the meantime.
I don't think it's been enough to make up for the loss, but it's definitely helping us compensate.
The federal government has now allowed embassies to waive in-person interview requirements for some workers who have been here before. To Knapp's relief, the next 10 workers she contracted from Mexico fit that criteria and arrives without a problem. But getting workers on the farm is just the start.
We're going to have to do some more education for the H-2A workers that are coming in because obviously this is a new thing for them.
She's referring to coronavirus. Of particular concern is planting. Normally, workers do this side by side with the help of a machine called the transplanter, which is pulled by a tractor. Now, each worker will plant with their own transplanter. It's
more time-consuming and not as efficient, obviously.
Olga Ruiz has heard about similar efforts to protect farm workers from coronavirus.
They're trying to make sure that they keep everybody safe.
Ruiz is the state monitor advocate for the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. The office does outreach to migrant farm workers and their employers. She says the farmers she's talked to have also done things like bring in health experts to educate workers about staying safe and provide personal protective equipment.
They're doing extra steps for that. They're taking it very seriously.
But the workers Jennifer Rodriguez has been talking to are saying something different.
There are people out there that aren't, growers out there that aren't taking it seriously.
Rodriguez is the managing attorney for Colorado Legal Services Migrant Farm Worker Division. She says the farmers she's talked to have also done things like bring in health experts to educate workers about staying safe and provide personal protective equipment. She says many farm workers she's spoken to, H-2A and otherwise, haven't been given the ability to do proper social distancing while working or in their living situation, and they're often scared to publicly criticize their employers. Rodriguez and her team try to visit about 300 H-2A housing units yearly. Olga Ruiz says farmers are considering this issue too.
It's harder to get more housing, but they've been putting less people in houses if they can.
Some of the farmers she spoke to have set aside a unit to quarantine anyone who gets sick. Knapp Farm set aside a house for this reason, but otherwise it only has 4 shared units for its 28 H-2A workers. Alicia Knapp concedes the houses don't always allow for much social distancing.
Just need to practice, like I said, the good hygiene and hand washing and work on sanitizing all the surfaces and everything in their household.
They also quarantine all workers who are arriving for 14 days as another precaution.
Once they've been quarantined and they're living together, we're considering them a household because they will have already traveled up here together in a bus or van or whatever the transportation.
Neither Jennifer Rodriguez or Olga Ruiz can blanketly confirm whether employers are doing all they can to keep farm workers safe because the pandemic is keeping them from visiting farms.
It's going to vary. And I mean, without having a crystal ball to see what's going to happen, there's really no way to answer that question.
Harrison Topp believes most farmers will do what it takes to safeguard workers, but says there are always a few bad apples. Topp is director of membership at the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union and a fruit farmer on the Western Slope.
The workers that we work with they're essential. I mean, they are declared essential because of the COVID situation, but they were essential before the COVID situation.
To further complicate things, there aren't any specific guidelines from the state, Federal Centers for Disease Control, or Occupational Safety and Health Administration for keeping farm workers safe during this pandemic. Adam Reyes, KUNC.